In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Most of Amtrak's daily long-distance train services are being cut to 3 days a week as a result in a drop of ridership due to the ongoing pandemic. That includes the Southwest Chief and the California Zephyr. Both have multiple stops in Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Train advocates say the reductions could result in economic losses totaling more than some $72 million across the state. Nationally, thousands of Amtrak employees' jobs could take a hit, too. In La Junta, city manager Rick Klein says there are families with long traditions of working for the railroad.
Their lives have been disrupted by this, and they're just hoping and praying that this is temporary.
Although there's bipartisan support in Washington to keep the long-distance services rolling, delays in a federal relief package and budgeting mean that it'll be a while before the trains get back to normal. Meantime, Amtrak leadership has requested additional funds from Congress to avoid more drastic impacts. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
Latinx students in Colorado were suspended at some of the highest rates in the nation during the 2015-16 school year. One in five Latinx students were suspended in District 14 in Commerce City and in the Harrison School District in El Paso County. Dan Lozen directs UCLA's Center for Civil Rights Remedies.
The student is losing valuable instructional time, and we know that missing instruction is a cause of lower achievement, and obviously kids who are not achieving well are more likely to drop out of school.
More than half of Colorado Springs District's 11, 115 Native American students were suspended. That's the third highest rate in the nation. And a programming note, CPR will bring you live special coverage of the Supreme Court confirmation hearings starting at 7 this morning. But you can keep hearing Morning Edition and me and all our regular programming by streaming on CPR.org, also by tuning in to HD2 at 90.1 FM in Denver. Special coverage starts in just about 25 minutes. Well, mostly sunny skies for Metro Denver today. A red flag warning until this evening. Look for highs in the lower to mid-70s, just about 70 for Grand Junction. Right now, it's 38 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.